The teachings of General Conference are the considerations the Lord would have before us now and in the months ahead.
Our marching orders for each 6 months are found in the General Conference addresses.
For the next 6 months, your conference edition of the Ensign should stand next to your standard works and be referred to frequently.
I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein.
I exhort you to study the messages of this conference frequently, even repeatedly, during the next 6 months.
You're listening to the Conference Talk Podcast, where it's conference weekend every weekend. Each weekend, we discuss talks from the most recent General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's right. We'll share some insights, make some connections, and have a bit of fun as we study the words of the awesome men and women that God has called to direct His church in these, the latter days. I am Shelby Stanfill.
And I'm Kevin Stanfill. This episode, we're talking about actually two conference talks. The first one is Conversion is Our Goal by Mark L. Pace. And the second is Come Into the Fold of God by Randy D. Funk.
Well, I'm very excited for these two talks.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but this took me back to my mission. It really took me back, and it reminded me of a talk. And I'm just going to forewarn you now, I do not have the show notes or references to this talk because it's not accessible unless you are a missionary in the Texas McAllen Mission. And so I will share some quotes from it throughout this episode, but I don't have the actual reference for you guys. But I'm excited to share because it's from Elder Holland.
So yeah, you're going to have to tell us kind of the backstory of how you came into this, you know, sealed portion of Elder Holland's sermons.
I guess so, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just going to add some commentary to the two wonderful talks that we're going to be talking about today. So
yeah, for sure. This first talk, Conversion is Our Goal by Mark L. Pace. He's the Sunday School General President of the whole church. And something that I just off the bat loved, and Shelby, I think this is what you wanted to share immediately as well, is here we are on a podcast discussing the gospel, discussing the scriptures and the words of living prophets. And something that he says is that there is no substitute for the time you spend in the scriptures, hearing the Holy Ghost speak directly to you. Now, we have our own podcast, the Book of Mormon podcast, little shameless plug. And that podcast is all about Shelby and I reading, you know, going deep into the Book of Mormon and then having conversations about the scriptures each week. And, you know, that's a great resource. This podcast, Conference Talk, is a great resource. I'm sure that we all have our favorite podcasts and YouTube channels and, you know, blogs.
Yeah, everything. Even influencers too.
Right. And, you know, really, those are all great supplements. And it's something that I talked about really early on in the Book of Mormon podcast, is that I would say, listen, y'all who are listening, you know, all two of our listeners and Shelby's mom, I was saying, this doesn't mean anything if you're not yourself reading the Book of Mormon personally every week. And so this is great for you to listen to. These are our thoughts, but there's no substitute for it being there in the scriptures.
It's super true. And it just really stands out to me in this day and age with so many, I just want to hit, you know, no shame to being an influencer. I just think that there's so many people out there that we may go seek an answer from when really the answer we need to be seeking is from the scriptures and from Heavenly Father and from the words of the prophets and apostles. And that should come first before everything else. Of course, we know good revelation is based on good information. So it's okay to seek things like this, right? However, we always should be going to the primary source. And I do want to point out something too that just stood out to me. He said, to be most effective, your experiences with the scriptures must be your own. And I think that's key there too. It doesn't mean that just listening to a podcast, like, it's not doing anything. It does do something, obviously. It can bring you closer to Heavenly Father, but to be effective and to really deepen your own personal conversion, it needs to be your own experiences. It can't be hearing someone else's and then sharing that story. It's one thing to hear and share someone else's story and then to share your own story of how you came to know it to be true.
And I want to use the example of a sacrament meeting. Shelby and I were actually talking about this just this weekend after our worship service and sacrament meeting. I said something along the lines of, you know, the talks that are prepared and given in a sacrament meeting, they're primarily for the person giving the talk. That's an opportunity for them to learn more about a subject and also to prepare it in a way that makes sense. So they probably learn a lot. And then it's really good for investigators and people getting back into church to hear the word of God spoken in kind of an appealing way, like a well-structured manner. But really, those talks, they're not converting anybody. Something may be said that hits you and the Spirit testifies to you. And it's the converting power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, that is actually doing the converting. And I don't know anybody who went to church, they heard a talk, and they decide to be baptized. I'm sure it's happened, but it's primarily through personal actions, personally praying, personally partaking of the sacrament, attending the church services, and reading the scriptures.
Yeah. And that's something that Elder Pace talks about in his talk. I think it's his second heading bullet point says, what is the Holy Ghost teaching me? And because he is the Sunday school general president, he obviously makes the plug for come follow me. Why wouldn't you, right? However, what he says is he writes a question every week that says, what is the Holy Ghost teaching me this week as I read these chapters? And that's something that's super powerful that can guide your scripture study. And when you ask yourself that question, paying attention to the thoughts that come as you read, that is the Holy Ghost teaching you. It really is that simple. It's not some voice you're trying to listen for. I mean, maybe some people hear it in a voice, but most of the time it's some simple thoughts that come to your head as you're reading and connections being made from the Spirit. And so I really love that he asks that question and that he points out that in order to be converted, it's the Spirit that is needed that makes the conversion. And so this is where I would love to share a part from Elder Holland in the Texas McGowan Mission. And he came to, just to give the background of this talk, he came to the McGowan, Texas Mission literally the transfer before I arrived. I was in the MTC in Mexico City when he came and gave this talk to my mission. So I was able to get the copy when I got there. But he came to the mission as the mission was about to switch mission presidents. So we had the Maluendas, and so I got to know them for 4 weeks. And then the Torreses came in for the next 2 years for my mission and 3 years for them. And so that is where this talk comes from. It's just a transition of mission presidents, bring old good Elder Holland in. And he talked about some wonderful things. And so one of them being the Spirit and another one being conversion. So I'm going to share one with you right now. He was talking to the missionaries about how the mission is amazing. And he then talks about conversion and what the mission is. He said, so I'm really quite easy to get along with, and I'm especially partial to missionaries, but there is one thing I cannot live with. I'm warning you now. There is one thing I can't live with. and that is a missionary I find who has forgotten or dismissed or walked away where was feeling, devotion, and belief or commitment. I can't live somehow emotionally with a returned missionary who doesn't keep the faith. I would rather find somebody who never knew it. I would rather find someone who never had it. As sad as I am about anybody who wouldn't go on a mission, I would rather find somebody who didn't serve a mission and was struggling or disbelieving or unfaithful. But for a missionary to come and do what you do and say what you say and feel what you feel about them, it's all true. The gospel is true. They're true. You're true. The lessons are true. And the scriptures are true. For you to come and have that and say that and do that and believe it, and then to walk away, I can't live with that. And then he says, I'm warning you now, if you're going to go home and crash and burn, don't meet me. And I can just picture Elder Holland saying these things. And I share that because when we become converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's almost like the more we know and we learn, kind of the more challenging our life gets, because we understand what the Lord is asking us to do and who he wants us to be. And sometimes that can get really hard and the rubber meets the road and there's decisions to be made of, am I going to continue to be faithful or am I going to kind of take a step back and not, and maybe just kind of live in a little comfort zone rather than in my growth zone. And so I just love the concept of continually converting and making the conscious choice to always turn back to our Savior and deepen our conversion with him.
Yeah. And, you know, what I really take away from Elder Holland's talk here is that there's accountability that comes when you do learn things and then do them. And it is going to take work. You know, it is something that the returned missionary is going to have to continue to develop, right?
Yeah, it's true. And with that, I'll share one last quote, if that's okay with you, and then we can kind of go back to the talk. And I think this will really tie it in with what we're seeing here. He said, God wants you converted. Elder Christensen, he pointed to him. And he said, he wants it down in the marrow of your bones. He wants it from your DNA, that all of the powers of hell and all of darkness in the middle of the night and all of the adverse opposition that you could face in all of the world, physically, economically, socially, and morally in any way. But nothing is going to separate you from the love of God and the testimony you have of the restoration of Jesus Christ. That's what he wants from you on your mission. You think you're out here to teach someone else? Come on, you're out here to get taught. You're out here to get these lessons into your soul so deeply that nothing in the world could ever take that away from you, or you away from them, and you away from him. Along the way, you get some excitement by helping people into the church and help them get started. So I would just be bold enough to say that when he said, you know, that's what God wants from you on your mission, I think that's true, but I think he wants it from us in our daily life. He wants it from us for eternity. He wants conversion to be so deep in our souls that there's no way we're ever going to separate from him. And so I love the passion and conviction. And man, it's a challenge to try to quote Elder Holland without his voice, but man, he meant it when he said it.
I think a way to bring this back to President Pace's address here, because he's primarily speaking in the context of studying the scriptures and having as our one of our favorite people, Brother Nathan Turner, who's our institute teacher here in the area, as he says, to have an experience with the Savior. And we have that opportunity, you know, at least when we go to church each week, but we need to be taking opportunities to have the experience with the Savior, to meet him throughout the week. And one of the best ways to do that is to get into the scriptures Come Follow Me is an excellent resource to facilitate that rendezvous throughout the week, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I love, you know, and President Pace, he actually goes into some of the scriptural account in the book of Exodus. I don't really want to talk about the scriptural account because y'all can listen to the talk and read it. I want to talk about that. And again, you've got to get into the scriptures yourself. Me talking about the scriptures wouldn't help you anyway, right? So I want to kind of pull out what the Spirit taught me as I listened to this talk, which is follow the prophet's instructions. Follow the words of the prophet. And President Nelson, our prophet today, he really implemented Come Follow Me. He didn't, I don't know if he came up with it. I'm sure it was something that was created through the united, you know, function of the first presidency and the quorum.
There was definitely a council for this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And I guess what I'm saying is that this is probably something that was developed, you know, previous to him becoming the president of the church. But he's been the one to implement it, right?
President of the Sunday school, not president of the church.
No, I'm talking about President Nelson.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about President Pace.
No.
I get
Come
you.
Follow Me was first announced and implemented with President Nelson.
Gotcha.
But I believe that it was in development during President Monson's, you know, time as president.
I stand corrected.
No correction, just clarification. So listening to the Lord's servants, particularly the prophet in, you know, at this time, just like in the book of Exodus, the people then needed to listen to Moses and follow his instructions to the people. We need to be doing the same thing. And there are a couple things that I wanted to pull from the talk, which is the Lord works through his prophet to protect and save his people. That was literal. That was a literal thing that happened in the book of Exodus. We are protected and saved spiritually. And also, if we follow the counsel perfectly, then yes, we could very well be saved. Our lives could be saved here on earth. The faith and humility to follow the prophet preceded the miracle of protection and deliverance. Well, that's a true principle in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then the blood on the doorframe in that scriptural account of in Exodus was an outward sign of an inward faith in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. So following the prophet's instruction today, it's one of those is to read and study Come Follow Me.
And with those experiences and with these invitations, there's always promises. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, blessings that come right with promises, right? And I love the last half of his talk. It says there's so many, he gives so many experiences that people have had with Come Follow Me and receiving the promised blessings, which here were the four specific blessings he did say. I just want to recap them. He said, your Sabbath days will be a delight. Your children will be excited to learn and live the Savior's teachings. The influence of the adversary in your life and in your home will decrease. And these changes in your family will be dramatic and sustaining. So mm-hmm. Those are the promises that were promised for Come Follow Me. And he just goes on to share so many experiences of people having these blessings come to pass in their life. And you read them and it's just like listening to a testimony meeting. And it's so powerful. And the one that stood out to me the most, and I think it's because I, you know, was reading Elder Holland's talk from a mission, but was the missionary who reported, or returned missionary who reported that this Come Follow Me program got him close to the level of scripture study that he had on his mission. And it was enriching and getting to know God, come to know him more. And that one really stood out to me because I have felt that way too. My scripture study and things have started to remind me of being a missionary again and feeling that depth that comes from study. So I just love that all of this, he says, their faith precedes the miracle. It is the miracle of one person having an experience in the scripture and the experience being blessed by the influence of the Holy Ghost. So all they're doing is sitting down to read, and they have this enriching experience of the Holy Ghost. And that's what brings conversion, and it's small and simple, everyday, consistent habits. And so I really think that that is a powerful blessing that we have here as members of Christ Restored Church. And as we come to study and know, it's natural for us to then want to share and invite others. And I think that's a really good segue into the second talk, which is Come Into the Fold of God by, blanking on his name, Elder Funk, Randy D. Funk. So, Kevin.
How could you forget that name?
I don't know. I just forgot it. But Kevin, do you have some thoughts on this talk?
Yeah, just to kind of start us off, I want to talk about this, which is, I guess I knew this, but I didn't know it like Elder Funk explains it. So a fold or sheepfold is a large enclosure where the sheep are protected at night. It only has one opening. And, you know, at the end of the day, the shepherd calls the sheep. They know his voice. They go through that gate and enter into the safety of the fold. And something that he says, the safety and well-being of the sheep depend on their willingness to come into the fold and to stay in the fold. And that, you know, especially when we had just, I just studied conversion as our goal, and the emphasis that President Pace puts on, you know, hearkening unto the words of the prophet, is it's hard to forget when I just read them, right? And so, and that it reminded me of a couple things. It reminded me of our agency, and of course, Shelby, you and I, we love the comment, I guess, or the teaching of Elder Bednar, when he says that the use of your agency is not to choose to follow the words of God or the commandments or not follow them. The purpose of agency is to follow the commandments, obey them, and then receive the blessings of following the commandments.
And if I can repeat what Elder Funk said in his talk, he said the gift of agency is not simply the right to choose, which is so often, this is my commentary here, which is so often what the world thinks, right? It is my right to choose. I can do what I want. I can do whatever I would like. That is a misunderstanding of agency. It's, and as he said, it's not simply the right to choose. It is the opportunity to choose the right. And the walls of the fold are not a constraint, but a source of spiritual safety. And that's the walls that Kevin was talking about, that they come into, that the shepherd, you know, gets his sheep in there at night safely. And those metaphorical walls are the commandments that God gives us. Can be. You can draw that parallel. And we have, I've shared this insight I've had because we have a little daughter, Adeline. She's 9 months old. And I'll share it again because I'm sure some of you haven't heard this, or you have, but I'm going to share it anyway. I've been thinking a lot lately about Adeline, and really, she can crawl wherever she would like to in our house, right? Like, she can crawl and she can practice pulling herself up and stand and walk and do all the things. However, there are certain places that we will not let her crawl, or if she gets too close to an outlet or too close to a sharp corner or anywhere that is going to inflict harm on her, we do not let her do that. And she might get mad at us. She might scream. She might cry. She might not even do anything. She might just be like, okay, and then go off and crawl somewhere else, because she does that half the time anyway. And I think of myself so much in these situations, because oftentimes there's commandments that I don't understand, and I might get a little too close to something. And then I realize, you know, Heavenly Father's trying to pull me back in and protect me. And the commandments are only for my safety, and I can't see everything that he can see. Adeline, she doesn't know everything that I know. She doesn't know about an electrical outlet and how that's going to like electrocute her if she puts her finger in there, you know? And so there's just these things with the comparison here of the sheep entering into the fold. They just know that they're safe in there and they're free to do whatever they want in there, to choose God, right? To do the things that would have that Christ would have us do. But sometimes we might try to question a little bit too much, or, well, questions are good. Don't get me wrong. Questions are always great, but it's going to sources of truth that you want to go to. However, the point I was trying to make there was that those walls, those commandments, they're for our safety, and they help us so much in our lives. And I know that to be true.
Absolutely. And something that came to my mind, you know, thinking about these sheep and this example, I mean, it's a well-established, analogy in the scriptures, the good shepherd, and then we as the sheep. But the sheep are so vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they don't really know how vulnerable they are, but they do know that they're safe when they're in that fold. Right? That's why they're so content and comfortable. But do they, you know, I mean, we obviously are more intelligent than sheep. And that actually is a disadvantage to us, because that's where the pride comes in, right? Like, I don't need to be in that sheep fold. Maybe I'll be safe out here in the rugged terrain, right? But then wolves come and attack. Right.
You know, and I was just thinking of, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the word counterfeit. There's a lot of counterfeit things out there. And if we take this analogy of the sheep and the walls, there could be those sheep that say, I don't need to go in there tonight. I'm going to make my own walls, very similar to his. However, you know, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to bring the people who want to come with me and listen to me and not, you know, the true shepherd. And so then they go, right? And then, you know, you get the other sheep. Well, you know, I'm going to go do the same thing, but I have a different tactic in a different way. And I'm going to build my walls differently. And then before you know it, you have all these like different like walls that are not the same as the original, right? That are all counterfeit, that are not going to provide true protection. And so when the wolves come, they're going to get hurt, right? Like it's not going to be pretty. And that's kind of how I picture a lot of things in our today, in our society. There's a lot of counterfeit that is trying to be, you know, sold as the real thing or portrayed as the real thing. And it's just not, because coming into the fold of God, it's eternal. This is a progression. Like, we progress in this church, right? There's Elder Holland in the talk from my mission. He said, there's no U-turns in this church. He said, you just progress, like you keep going. And so that's something that has been so sticking with me so much lately, is just knowing who the true sources are and latching onto them when you know them to be true.
Yeah. One thing that I wanted to talk about, you know, and before the end here, is from Elder Funk's talk. He brings up the scriptural account of Alma and the people at the Waters of Mormon, where he charged them to enter into that covenant, or, you know, come into the fold of God through baptism. And he had some promised blessings for them. And again, just like before, you know, the things that the prophet asks us to do, they're accompanied with blessings, promised blessings. The Lord is the same way, right? That's why his servants model him. They follow that pattern as well. So the four specific personal blessings that Alma gave those people was that they would be redeemed of God. They'd be numbered with those of the first resurrection. They'd have eternal life. And the Lord would pour out his Spirit more abundantly upon them. And those were the promised blessings. Now, really what I want to talk about is that redemption. there is no such thing as redemption through any other means other than Jesus Christ, right?
Right.
So by entering into his fold, we are redeemed. Any of those other folds, they offer no such redemption. They can't. It's impossible. And I wanted to read from Elder Funk's talk here. To redeem means to pay off a debt or obligation or to free from what distresses or harms. And he says, no amount of personal improvement on our part can make us clean from the sins we have committed or whole from the wounds we have suffered without the atonement of Jesus Christ. He is our Redeemer. With that being said, those other folds truly are counterfeit. You know, whatever they're offering, it's not sufficient to redeem us. And therefore, we will neither be, our debt will neither be paid, and our wounds will not be healed. And we can't return to live with God by any other way than through the redemption that Jesus Christ offers.
And just to add to that, God is not going to make us or force us to come into the fold if we don't want to. And I say that too while needing to understand how to use our agency correctly, right? How to use our agency to choose him. So there's these two things that are competing, and we have to decide what we're going to do. That's why there's no gray areas in the church. It is one way or the other. There's that scripture in the Bible, I think, or somewhere that says, like, God will spew thee out of his mouth if you're lukewarm. There's no gray area. It's one way or the other. And with that being said, I want to share some final thoughts that Elder Funk shared. He said, my dear friends, please continue the journey and help others to come fully into the fold of God. The blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ are immeasurable because they are eternal. And so it's important and critical that we understand how to use our agency correctly and that we use it to choose God in all that we can do and come to know him, because the blessings that come are truly blessings for eternity and for our families. And yeah, those are some closing thoughts I have there from that talk. Kevin, you got anything else at all?
No.
Well, y'all, thanks for listening to another episode of the Conference Talk Podcast. This episode, we discussed Elder Funk's address, Come Into the Fold of God, and Elder Pace's address, Conversion is the Goal.
And if you enjoyed this episode, give us a 5-star rating. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere you get podcasts. You can find links to all of our podcast platforms on our website, conferencetalk.org.
ConferenceTalk.org is also where you can follow us on social media, drop us a comment, check out our show notes, and find the resources we mentioned in this episode, except for Elder Holland's today, sorry y'all, and learn more about us, your host.
If you want to follow us, you can find us at ChristCenteredConversations.org, where we record a weekly podcast called the Book of Mormon Podcast. And that is available also on iTunes, Spotify, and a whole bunch of other places.
So while we always appreciate new followers, it's better to follow the prophet and the apostles themselves.
That's right. Although we love speaking about the church and our leaders, we do not speak for them. Everything said on this podcast represents our own personal opinions.
So join us next week for some more personal opinions on the Conference Talk Podcast.